From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Police are at the scene of an apparent bomb threat at bus station in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They have yet to confirm reports of an explosive device. Moments ago, passengers were seen getting off a Greyhound bus with their hands in the air as police had their weapons drawn. BP is going to try to control the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico with a 100-ton metal chamber. It's a short-term fix and has never been done before in such deep waters. But as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, crews are hoping it'll at least keep the spill from getting worse.
The 100-ton, four-story concrete and steel box is known as a cofferdam. A crane is lowering it nearly a mile to the ocean floor, where officials hope it will capture the leaking oil and siphon it to a tanker on the surface. The system has been used to contain leaks in shallower waters, but never at this depth. Engineers will use remote-controlled robotic submarines to position the dome over the leak and attach a pipe to the surface. That work is expected to take about a week. BP has not been successful using submarines to activate the well's blowout preventer, which should have stopped the flow of oil when the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded more than 2 weeks ago. On the surface, crews are skimming, applying chemical dispersants, and using controlled burns to reduce the size of the oil slick. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
BP executive Robert Dudley predicts the oil spill from the blown-out oil rig will forever change the offshore drilling industry. He told the Boston College Chief Executives Club today that BP will consider the trade-offs of new offshore exploration. The spill off the Louisiana coast threatens several Gulf Coast states and is on track to surpassing the 1989 Exxon Valdez spill as the worst oil spill in U.S. history. NASA is touting success on a safety system for a new astronaut crew capsule. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that the system is designed to quickly get astronauts away from a rocket if there's an emergency before or during a launch.
For this test, NASA set up a dummy crew capsule at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. Attached to the capsule was a real emergency abort system, and controllers set it off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch, launch, launch.
Stop.
With a blast of smoke and fire, the abort motors shot the capsule off into the air. The capsule quickly traveled over a mile downrange. Three red and white striped parachutes deployed, and it floated to the ground. NASA says the test was flawless, but the future of this space capsule is uncertain. The Obama administration wants to refocus NASA's mission and have astronauts get into orbit on capsules developed by private companies instead. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Dow's now down more than 150 points. This is NPR. Attorney General Eric Holder says Times Square bombing suspect Faisal Shahzad could face life in prison if convicted on terrorism charges. Speaking to a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee, Holder said federal agents are still following a number of leads, including surveillance video. Authorities arrested Shahzad as he was about to fly to Dubai, even though he was placed on a no-fly list. They're reviewing how that happened and, as a result, are monitoring no-fly lists more closely. A lot of people in Tennessee are still waiting for floodwaters to recede before they can start assessing the damage from the recent storms. Meanwhile, authorities are confirming another death linked to the floods, bringing fatalities to 21 in the state. Details from Blake Farmer of member station WPLN.
It's a five-minute trip through the floodwater to get to Randy Thornton's house on the still-swollen Cumberland River. In a borrowed boat, he pulls up to the submerged log home he and his son built. He says he wasn't thinking clearly Sunday when the waters were coming up. He left his own boat parked in the garage.
Mama's Cadillac. I just got it out. Time I come back, got my truck, it got right on the headlights.
The water rose quickly, but it's not receding nearly as fast. The river system is digesting nearly 14 inches of rain that fell over 2 days. Drinking water has become an increasing concern. In Ashland City, a boil notice is in effect. Parts of the water system in Hickman County could be down for more than 2 weeks. And residents of Nashville are under a mandatory conservation order. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Stocks are falling sharply with investors rattled over austerity measure protests in Europe. At last check, Dow was down 165 points at 10,704. NASDAQ down more than 50 at 2,352. This is NPR News.